Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. Neck long and the shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. And the hands on your lap. Softly, gently close your physical eyes and let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. Reaches the top, and the line is coming down through the center of your head and neck, through thyroid gland, through the center of the chest, and reaches the base, and the line is still going down and down and down into the ground. And if you can, please observe the line finally reaches the very center of the planet. So this long straight line is penetrating you. And by observing this long straight line at once, your inner eye is wide open to all directions. So you start sensing the energy around you. At the same time, you are firmly grounded and the chakras are settled. So this is a very simple step, but you already entered very different state of mind. Your consciousness starts traveling freely in and out of your body. You feel something in front of you, behind of you, side to side, above and beneath. Let's play a little bit with this vision. Can you rotate this long straight line? This line is start spinning and the energy around you start rotating slowly or spinning so fast. Can you do that? Don't push yourself too much. But if you could, please enjoy the sensation. What I'm talking about is as if you are floating in the big sphere. And this sphere is spinning by this long straight line. Okay, stop the vision. Maybe one more prayerful thing. Slowly bring your consciousness onto your third eye, the sixth chakra, and imagine there is a bluish ping pong ball there between your eyebrow. And this bluish ping pong ball is slowly rotating or spinning. Feel it, sense it. You might feel a little irritation there, or even pain. Whatever you feel, just observe it. And now this ping pong ball is slowly coming down through the long straight line, passing through your throat, and come down to the center of your chest. And in your chest, this bluish ping pong ball is becoming a beautiful lake. In your chest. So beautiful lake is in your chest, and your body is surrounded by beautiful trees. Can you imagine like that? Beautiful trees around you. And these trees are breathing, they are exhaling, and their breath is coming to you. And they inhale, their breath is coming out from you. So you breathe in their breath, and you breathe out with appreciation. You breathe in these trees' love, and breathe out your gratitude. So please stick with this vision for 2 minutes. Receive the love. And give them your appreciation. Now you can imagine among these trees, there are several spiritual beings. You know, trees themselves are spiritual beings, but you can imagine some spiritual being among them, and they are shining whitish light or golden light or pinkish light, you name it. But when you breathe in, their light is coming to you too. And you breathe out, your gratitude is reaching them. Please sense that you are among love and tenderness, gentleness, softness. No other energy exists here. You are completely safe, nurtured, and here, think of you are upset about. What you are upset, what you are angry at, what you are afraid of, what is your grievances? So you can think of such things so softly, gently. You can say, yes, I worry about my health. Oh yes, I worry about my financial situation. I'm anxious about my future. I can't stand my boss. I'm upset the relationship. Just observe your mind while you are remembering you are surrounded by love and peace and safety. Then try to tell yourself, I'm not upset for the reason I think. I'm not angry at Mr. A for the reason I think. I'm not worrying about my daughter for the reason I think. So you tell yourself this statement slowly and repeatedly and observe how you feel. I'm not upset for the reason I think. This statement and this meditation, we don't have any purpose to grasp that answer, to understand the true reason. We don't need to know the true reason. But what we like to do here is to experience that we receive peaceful, true feeling and the sensation when we say the truth about ourselves. So I'm not upset for the reason I think. This is the truth. And even though you don't understand that, if you say so, your feeling, your spirit, or spirit around you naturally, automatically teaching you, yes, indeed, you are right. Of course, ego doesn't want to admit that. But while ego is agitating, you start feeling something deep, peaceful sensation. So this is the purpose of this meditation. Okay, you are surrounded by a beautiful trees, so gentle, so lovely, so clean and clear, and plus so many spiritual beings you feel around you. And you treat yourself. I'm not upset for the reason I think. I'm not worrying about that person and this person and that project and this thing for the reason I think. And you observe ego is agitating, but at the same time you can observe the new sensation is slowly coming up. If you are not comfortable to say this statement, you can say another truth, like, I am love. Or, God created me as love itself. Or, I am free. So simple. I am not body. I am spirit. I am everything. So whatever you say is the truth. You receive the amazing sensation and this sensation is not related with your intellectual understanding about the statement. You are in the forest and you have a beautiful lake. And only was here, only true was here. Only truth is pronounced here. I am free. I am love. I am spirit. I'm not upset for the reason I think. Love doesn't hold any grievances. Your whole energy is now detoxed, rejuvenated, refreshed, relaxed, and healed. You are seeing your beautiful mind as beautiful forest and lake and spiritual beings. They are helping you, and only truths are resonating there here. I am free, I am love, I'm not upset for the reason I think. So honest, so true. You don't know why, you don't know why it's true. You have no idea. Ego is upset, ego is confused, but you feel something. You sense deep, peaceful sighing. Receive the sighing. receive the sign about true self. You know, spiritual guidance comes like this, comes through this. While you are thinking or seeking with your brain, your intellectual thought, you can't receive it. But like this, even though you are confused and you don't understand anything about the truth, but when you try to open your mind and receive the sign, you can find the message there. So please think this is your kingdom, your healed kingdom, this forest, this lake, and this beautiful world. And whoever you see, you can invite that person in this kingdom and heal that person with you. I'm not upset for the reason I think. This is from Course in Miracles, workbook lesson number 5. So keep the sensation, memorize the sign, and one more time repeat the words to yourself. And don't go anywhere whole week. Stay here whole week. Then now, put your head down slowly. And come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for sharing. I think today's meditation is so feminine because it's mostly women today. I hope you enjoy. Thank you.